Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jesus Revealed in Purpose. We are in our final stretch of our 40-episode season, and I'm truly, truly grateful once again that God has really kept us up to this point. And today is no different in terms of just how special it is and just who I have to join me to discuss what we need to discuss. I'm joined by Mam Nila, who is also returning again. Mam Nila, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you, Mam Nila. Yeah, it's really, really good to have you. So today, Mam, we are talking about denying yourself and taking up your cross. And I think it just puts these two worlds together so well around us talking about Jesus Revealed in Purpose, but also being mindful of this holy week that we're in. So, Mom, if you will, I think we're flipping the script to today a bit. So you'll guide us on the scripture that we're reading today, and then I think I'll just leave it to you then to just guide us on our topic and what it entails then today.
So what scripture do you want me to read?
I think today sounds like Luke chapter 9, verse 23 sounds good.
Good.
Yeah, good.
And so denying yourself and taking up your cross, what did Jesus mean when he said that?
Yeah.
First of all, I want to say thank you for this opportunity. And I love the topic.
Mm.
Because there's two things that we can reflect on there.
Yeah.
Denying yourself and taking up the cross.
Indeed.
What did Jesus really mean? Because there's so many misunderstandings about taking up your cross. Because we hear people say, oh, this is my cross to bear. I have to carry this cross.
Yeah.
And he didn't mean that, because if he had carried the cross, why should we carry the cross? Because our cross is in no comparison to his cross. And so I'd like to start off with Luke chapter 9, reading from verse 23. And he said to all, if any person wills to come after me, let him deny himself. Mm-hmm. That is, he must disown, disregard himself, forget or lose sight of himself.
Yes.
And his own interests, refuse and give up himself and take up his cross, not when you feel like it, but daily. And he says, and follow me. And to follow him, what does that mean? That is, cleave steadfastly to me and wholly to my example, what I portrayed in living, and if needs be, even in dying. So nobody wants to that part of dying. But yet they were people that were martyred for Christ because they lived that life. And so he says, if you want to follow me, he says, here's the requirement. This is what you need to do. Deny yourself.
Yes.
Now, when we think of that word, the scripture, Jesus just is straight to the point. He's making it very clear. And he's not giving a parable. Because the parable, now we have to sort of, what is he talking about? What's in his mind? But he's straight to the point, and he's very simple about it. And he says, this is actually a direct call. It's a direct call to discipleship, living a surrendered life, and it's demanding and expecting something from us to yield everything that's on the inside of us.
Not
some things, but everything.
Mm.
And so that's why he said, take up your cross daily.
Yeah.
Not when you feel like it. Not when you're in trouble, then you want to go to him. So when Jesus said, in order to follow, you must carry your cross daily, he meant that something must die before you can live. We must die to ourselves, to our rights, to our desires, to our own being our own boss. Because, you know, our life doesn't belong to us. He paid a price for it. Amen. So we cannot be boss over our own lives. So we have to take some commandments that he has given us, some guidelines that he has set for us, some rules that he has set for us. You know why? Because he loves us so much that he says, I'm doing it because I love you so much, and you can have a fruitful life and a successful life.
Amen.
So we must die to ourselves, our rights, our desires to be our own boss. And Paul echoes the similar verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Yeah.
Verse 31, he said, I die daily.
Sure.
So what did he mean by I die daily? He says, I die daily, dying to sin, dying to the flesh, and dying to self. Because to take up your cross doesn't mean to accept a specific burden from God. Some people think like that. Oh, God, you put it on me because you want me to carry it. No, he says, cast all of your cares upon me, for I care for you.
Amen.
He carried all of our burdens, and he doesn't want us to carry ours. And so this is a direct call, right, like I said, to discipleship. To take up your cross doesn't mean to accept a specific burden from God. It's parallel to meaning to deny yourself. Now, how do I deny myself? What would you say? How would you deny yourself?
Sure. I think when it comes to denying myself, it almost feels like sometimes you are thinking about naturally the things that I want and that make me selfishly happy and please me only. Like, when it comes to then denying myself, it's almost like moving away from me thinking about myself inwardly and all those pleasures and desires that I have, and just letting those go and then grabbing hold of what Christ wants me to grab hold of. When it comes to denial, that's what I'm thinking. I hope I'm in the right direction.
How do I deny myself? By daily imitating Christ.
By daily
sacrificing for others. And you had an example, you sacrificing your time and your comfort of your home to come here and do this. So, and loving others daily, which is difficult.
True.
But he says he knew that it's difficult to love.
Yeah.
He says, make every effort to walk in love.
I really like that.
Yes. And breaking away from sin.
Yeah.
Now, sin is not always like prayerlessness is sin.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's calling for us to deny ourselves, like our comfort, this is what he's also meaning.
Yes.
Like breaking away from sin, spending quality time in prayer and in the Word.
Yeah.
So if we learn to sacrifice ourselves to God, we won't fret about sacrificing our things, our comfort, our pleasures. We will belong to God and not to our things.
Yes.
Not to our positions, not to our reputation, and not to our comfort. When we give ourselves. When Jesus calls for self-denial and cross-bearing, he's claiming authority. Why do I say he's claiming authority? Because in Luke chapter 9, verse 1, he says he calls the 12 apostles to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm transferring the power that was given to me, the authority that was given to me, because he said, soon I'll be leaving. So I'm not going to take this power and this authority with me, but I'm giving it to you, and you got to use it. And that's why for me, it's not difficult for me to live a surrendered life, because he has given me the power and the authority. So he said, I'm transferring this power so you can heal the sick and you can cast out demons. Because in the times that we are living in, people are mentally unwell, physically, spiritually.
That's right.
So it's holistic when he says that I've given you this power. So why am I so bold in saying that we can live the surrendered, overcoming life and self-denial? Mm-hmm. We can carry our cross daily, because before Jesus left to heaven, he transferred all this power to us.
Amen.
And this authority to the church. And he also said, we can do greater works, greater things. And what are the greater things? The times that we are living in, we need to depend on God to do all the greater things.
Yeah.
So since Jesus' cross and our cross cannot accomplish the same thing, he carried the cross. The entire world, the sin was on that.
Amen.
Can you carry that cross?
I can't. On my own?
Yes.
Cannot.
Even the things
that you
go through daily, right?
Yeah. No.
It's like so overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's like when you just get through one difficulty, there's another one waiting for you, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
So, since Jesus' cross and our cross cannot accomplish the same thing he carried, so why does Jesus use such a harsh metaphor to describe discipleship? Like, why the cross? Because he didn't die yet.
Yeah.
So why the cross? Because do you think the people had a picture of crosses? But in those days, they did. They did, right?
Yeah.
So I'll explain it just now.
Great.
So because he didn't die yet on the cross, so what message was Jesus giving to his disciples and to us? We tend to make up our own definitions of and vaguely understand or have been taught what self-denial and cross-bearing means.
Yeah.
When we think of denying ourselves, we straight away think, oh, must I lay aside all my desires, my aspirations, my dreams, my goals, my passions, and what I want to become? No, he's not meaning that. Because self refers to us and what we want, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's always when
true.
We talk about self.
Exactly.
Oh, it's about me,
it is.
Myself,
it is.
And I.
Yeah.
What about me? I don't have to think about everybody else but
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
So we must examine areas in our lives where self-interest overshadows God's calling.
Yeah, yeah. And if I can reflect on that, Mom, you know, I think the whole, what we fear, especially when it comes to sacrificing and self-denial and taking up our cross, in my mind is that we think that on the other side, we won't be satisfied or we won't find joy or we won't find... We won't be happy. And so we think about what makes me happy right now. How can I get
it? For the moment.
Yes, for the moment. Because I can. There's a clear line between me getting that and me being happy right now. And so when Jesus calls us to this thing, I think the people always think, and I think you said this correctly, when there's a smart cross to bear, it means there's going to be just more, just a life of just sorrow and unhappiness and all of that. But I think what is happening is that Jesus is calling us to something much better.
Yes.
And I don't think probably we're thinking about that as much as we should.
Yeah.
If I can maybe put it that way.
You see, we are thinking about the now and the present, but Jesus is thinking of our future and our time with him.
Yes.
And so when we think of denying ourselves, we straight away think about like our career. Because self refers to that.
That's right.
We must examine areas in our lives and God's calling. Having a desire is not bad.
Yeah.
Because some people say, oh, that means you don't, I must not have this desire because God put this desire in me and you telling me I must suppress this desire? No, not at all. So, so having a desire is not bad, but what is the intention behind it?
That's right.
Or the dream, it is for self-gratification or selfish motives.
Yeah.
So God knows our hearts, right? So we must also examine that area of our lives.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Because sometimes when success overtakes, then God and his kingdom is lost in our lives. So God is bringing us back to remember that.
Amen.
So let's practice self-denial in small, tangible ways.
Yes.
And let each sacrifice remind us of the ultimate sacrifice of Christ.
Yeah.
Because he made sacrifices. Like today, Jesus in his time, he could have said, no, you know what? I want to spend time with my brothers and my sisters. I want to play around with them. Yeah. I want to be with my parents. Why must I always leave them, go to the temple?
Yes,
why must I always, the crowds be following me? They're draining me out. But that was what he was sent for. And when he's calling us also, what has he called us for? And if we know what he has called us for, serving the Lord and denying self and taking up the cross won't be difficult.
Yeah.
It won't be painful.
It won't,
be like something that it's a burden that I have to do it, right?
Yes.
So what did Christ give up to take up?
That's a very good question.
What did he give up? He gave up lots.
Yeah.
And he's not being selfish and saying, okay, all that I gave up, I want you to do that. You know, he's so lenient with us. He's so forgiving of us. Even when we don't remember to even pray, he still carries us through because he's making intercession in heaven for us. If we think about that, then we cannot be selfish, right?
That's right.
Do we pray in our spare time and read the word in our spare time, or we spare some time for him?
Sure.
That's the question.
That is a very good question. And I think a lot of us can be guilty with answering no.
Yes, freeing our time.
Yeah, in freeing up our time and prioritizing our time with him. I think a lot of the time it's our lives first. And then it's, if there is some spare time, we then say, hey, it's time for Christ or it's time to spend time in his word. Yeah.
Like I said earlier on, cross-bearing is misunderstood often, and I hear people say, that's my cross to wear. When they are faced with a challenge or a problem or a sickness or a calamity, when they are going through suffering, sometimes in jest they say, that's my cross to carry, and I think I'll have to carry it for the rest of my life, and I must take it to my grave. They even say those things like that, because words have life. If you said it, then you are going to carry it. But if you give it over to him, he said, cast all of your cares upon me, because I care for you. If I care for the birds, how much do I care for you?
I
just want to say this also has become a slogan.
Yeah.
When you hear people say, oh, this is a cross that I have to wear. That's not what Jesus meant. If that was the case, then we can ask Paul, hey, you cried to the Lord three times and said, God, please take away this thorn from my flesh. You think God said, oh, that's your cross to bear?
No,
but what did he
not.
Say instead? He said, my grace is sufficient for
Amen.
You. And I want to say to the listeners, his grace is sufficient for you in whatever you are going through. You may be thinking, how long is this going to be? But God says, my grace is sufficient for you. Even in that pain, I will be with you. I will see you through. I will not allow you to suffer more than you are able to bear. And I've made a way for you. So,
If I can ask then, Mom, so there is there's so much that we need to unpack around that has been unpacked, that you've really just unpacked so well, just around just the process of what self-denial looks like and taking up one's cross and following Christ. And I think I ask this a lot to the people that are with us around just that word of encouragement that you would give to those that are listening to us that are either struggling with denying themselves and are looking at this imagery of a cross and thinking, surely I can't take this. It seems to be a lot. What would you encourage them when it comes to those two things of denying themselves and taking up their cross and following Jesus?
Okay, when people are going through their pain and through their suffering or their disappointment, they always say, oh, we always hear it being preached that Jesus bore all of our burdens, he took up everything. Why is it that we still have to go through all these things, and how long do we have to go through with this? You know what, each one of us knows in the area that we need to come to deny certain things in our lives. Like in my case, I know what I have to give up or what I have to do to make a sacrifice if I am going through something. And each one will know themselves, you know what, this is the area maybe I need to fix, or this is the area maybe I'm slacking, this is the area maybe my faith is low. And you know, the word of God clearly says, let your work be energized by faith, and let your service be motivated by love. And everything that we do, and I think the word of God can really calm every situation and carry those burdens. And for whatever reason God is allowing it, he knows best. So stay in the process, trust the process, and he will bring you out victorious.
Amen. I really like that, Mom. Are there any parting words that you'd like to give us as you've wrapped it up so well? Anything else that you'd like us to
know? So I just want to say that the Christian life is not that it doesn't involve suffering. You know that suffering is part of this journey that we have taken.
That's right.
And it's not child's play when you say yes to the Lord. We have to consider so many things. That's why the Bible says, if you want to follow me, put your hands to the plow, no turning back. There is no turning back. When we take a closer look at this text, denial in the New Testament is intentional. It's disowning of self or stripping away from relationship with self, which is primary, which is important. Jesus is not saying that self is bad, but who are we mostly closely associated with? Self or our allegiance to God? Not ourselves. Let me conclude with what Jesus meant when he said, take up your cross daily. Although this statement would have gained a fuller meaning after his death on the cross. Yeah, wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, amen.
So the cross must have meant something to his listeners beforehand as well. So the cross was a torture tool.
Yeah.
Introduced by the Romans to terrorize those who spoke against Caesar or authority. The cross was a public humiliation that always represented death. Crucifixion was reserved specifically for offenders who had rebelled against authority.
Yeah.
Now, to take up one's cross referred to carry the crossbeam to his execution site. Now, I want you to think carefully about what I'm going to be saying in the few moments, who you can tie it up with. So to take up one's cross referred to carrying the crossbeam to his execution site. This shows that although the person spent his life in prison, right? Which you think is more punishment that you think there's no other punishment beyond that. But it doesn't stop there. It's now, so the person was condemned in prison, right? And to prison was now completely conquered. That his last act in life would be to carry the instrument of his demise to the place of his death. Doesn't this act remind us of our Lord who carried his cross to the place of his crucifixion? It was a show of complete and utter submission. He submitted his will to the Father. Because when he was in Gethsemane, he said, "Father, if it's your will, but not my will." And I think if we can come to that place also, "God, whatever I'm going through, if it's your will for me, let it be so, because you know better than I do."
Yes, yes.
So self-denial is not merely a periodic practice.
Yeah.
Or we are occasionally called to pick up our certain crosses. We are called to an entire way of life. We often speak whether we are willing to count the cost of discipleship, but the real issue is not the costliness of following Jesus. It's our willingness to him regardless of the cost.
That is
so true. There is no halfway measures in following Jesus. It's all or nothing.
Love that, Mom. And that's such a nice way to just close that. Indeed, Christ has made that way for us in order to live that life of self-denial. And I think it's truly something that, as all believers, something that we should all just run towards and not feel scared that we will not find true joy and satisfaction when we run.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Yeah. And always just guarantee that there's nothing that, if I can put it this way, there's nothing that we're giving up that we won't be getting back multiple.
The reward is greater.
Amen. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
And let me just say, weeping may endure for the night,
but
joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Thank you so much, Mom. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. This has truly been a blessing to me. I know for sure that you are blessed wherever you're listening or watching us. And I ask that, indeed, if you can testify with me that this truly has been really meaningful and a blessed conversation, I'd encourage you to share it with everyone that you know. Share it with those that you believe are just in a period of them needing this word of encouragement, of self-denial, of taking up their cross and following Jesus. And also, I'd encourage you as well to just follow us, like us in all our podcast pages, like us on Apple, on Spotify, on YouTube, like us on our social media pages. Follow us. Let this be a blessing to you. Let this be a blessing to everyone else that you would know, that you would share this with. And my prayer is that you will follow us for the rest of these days as we close off our week six, as we close off our podcast, and then we close it off on a high note. So I'll see you next episode. God bless you.